Book 2. Nobody Understands Me. Written by Glenn McDougall and Jeff Sinha.
Okay, Ben. Do it just the way we practiced,
said his dad.
You mean like that?
Said Ben as he put the ball through the hoop.
Great! If you keep playing like that, you'll win a basketball scholarship to college when the time comes for sure. Especially now, you're so tall.
Dad, did you ever think about doing something other than sports?
Asked Ben.
When I was younger? Oh, never. Sports just came naturally to me. And you're the same. Now focus. One more time.
The next day after class, Ben went to drama club. He'd first discovered he really enjoyed acting and singing in the school musical, Parkdale Rocks. Soon after that, Amy asked him to join the drama club with her, and he loved it. Lucy Rao was also in the drama club, and Ben really, really liked being around Lucy.
Okay, let's try that scene again,
said Ms. Clarkson, the drama teacher. Ms. Clarkson thought Ben was very talented. She was thinking about giving him the lead role in the summer production. After rehearsal, Ben and Amy talked for a while before they went home.
You were great today, Ben. Ms. Clarkson is right. You have a lot of talent,
said Amy.
You know, it feels really natural to me, and it's fun,
said Ben.
But I don't want to think about what my dad is going to say when he finds out I'm in the drama club. To him, life is all about sports. He wants me to go to basketball camp over the vacation. That means I can't do the summer production.
Why do you have to choose? Maybe there's a way that you could do both,
said Amy.
You know my dad,
said Ben.
Do you really think he's going to accept that?
Later that afternoon, Ben and his sister Sasha went to visit their grandmother in the hospital. She had been very sick for a long time.
Ben and Sasha, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so bored here. Now tell me everything you two have been doing. Give me all the news,
said their grandmother, smiling fondly at Ben and Sasha. Ben told her all about the drama club and his basketball practice.
But Dad can't find out about my acting, Grandma, so don't tell him, okay?
Said Ben.
Why not, honey?
She said.
You know about Dad's big college basketball plans for Ben,
said Sasha.
He doesn't want him to think about anything else.
Well, I won't tell your father now, but sooner or later he's going to find out,
said their grandmother. That same afternoon, Ben's basketball coach, Coach Ryan, was at the mall. He stopped by Ben's father's sports store, Wade Pro Sports. It was the most successful sports store in Parkdale.
Last week's win was fantastic,
said Ben's dad.
If they keep playing like that, they'll go on to the championship for sure.
That's true, Mike, and Ben's been a very good captain. That's why I wanted to talk to you,
said Coach Ryan.
The finals are getting close, but Ben's missed practice a few times recently, and he wasn't there again today. I talked to him last week, and he said he had to study for some tests. But the exams are still weeks away. I don't know what to think. Has he said anything to you?
This is the first I've heard of it,
said Ben's dad.
But you can be sure I'm going to find out what's happening.